I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Libya remains one of the world's toughest places to follow Christ. A woman we'll call Marina is a Libyan Christian from a Muslim background. She describes daily examples of persecution in a recent conversation with the Voice of the Martyrs, Canada.
When one young lady's dad discovered she was a Christian, he beat his daughter many times and closed and locked the door. He didn't allow her to use the toilet. She was treated like an animal. She was beaten again and again. Another lady's Muslim husband divorced her when he found out she was a Christian. When her son was born, the husband wouldn't allow his son to have his name. So the boy won't be able to go to school or have an identity.
Please pray that believers from a Muslim background will stand firm in Libya despite threats of suffering and death. And if you were deaf and had been denied an education in any language, including sign language, how could you read the Bible? Wycliffe Associates has developed a language of symbols or pictures that helps unlock God's word to the deaf. Called Symbolic Universal Notation, or SUN, it's already been introduced in 30 countries. Stacy Shaviak with Wycliffe Associates.
We always partner with deaf churches and organizations. And as we teach SUN, we have the symbol and we have a picture to help connect the meaning, but we always teach it with a national sign language, so that the deaf come in and they learn the language of their community.
The New Testament has been translated into SUN, and the Old Testament is near publication. Please pray for God's guidance in this multifaceted translation work and for protection and discipleship for deaf new believers. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. You help bring stories of the heroes of the faith and a voice for the voiceless. Consider giving today. Look for the support tab at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.